definitely human.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the spoken logbook of Cornelia Cavendish, Entry 5, on Feng Shui. Today I have been reading about the ancient oriental art of Feng Shui. It was in the shop of my acquaintance, Bannerman, that I first encountered the term. He was dragging a 6-foot-long oak table on which reposed a collection of unsold books. "Bannerman, what in heavens are you doing?" I asked.
"I am redirecting the flow of chi, Mrs. Cavendish,"
he replied, like it was the most natural thing in the world.
"The better to sell my wares, you know."
"I don't know what chi is, Bannerman, but I know why your stock lies unsold. It's because most of your stock traffics in quackery. You are not discerning, Bannerman. You do not see the true occult gems among the refuse. A sophisticated eye like mine can quickly deduce fact from fraud. Please stop dragging that table while I am scolding you." He released the table from his stodgy hands.
"Very well, Mrs. Cavendish, but the flow of chi is not quackery. It's all in this book here, The Secrets of Feng Shui."
"Bannerman, you really must learn to read. The title says Feng Shui. Educate yourself, you fool."
"Perhaps you'd be interested in reading it, Mrs. Cavendish. Feng Shui is a rigorous system of organizing spatial relations between objects and buildings so as to cause the life force to flow more freely."
"Oh, is it?" I retorted, not to be taken in. "And what does that achieve?"
"Well, it can overcome all kinds of problems in life, in the disposition of those around you."
"I see. You know, my ward Joy has been rather morose lately. Perhaps I could look into this Feng Shui. Perhaps her life force is being obstructed in some way."
"Oh, I'd say that's almost certain. And even if it's not responsible for her current predicament, her life would surely be improved by adhering to the principles of Feng Shui. Feng Shui."
"Hmm, very interesting. I shall conduct an investigation, Bannerman. And if you're trying to dupe me, I shall be back. So, for the next week, I shall be conducting tests in Feng Shui to help Joy. The book tells that in order to conduct a proper redesign of a space to suit a person, one must program the astrological context of their birth into a series of tables. Unfortunately, I have realized that I don't actually know very much about Joy's past. She lost her family somehow, around the year 1912, I am led to believe. So I will have to approach this subject carefully and judge where the best results lie. Day 1. Today I used a luopan to locate the prevailing flow of chi in our house. The luopan is a circular compass bearing 4 concentric rings. The needle points to the flow of chi, and the rings around it tell me what consequences this has. All very simple. Regrettably, I'm not actually able to read any Chinese, so the writing on the rings is opaque to me. I have improvised, however, and seeing the flow of chi leading along the outside wall, I have arranged all of Joy's furniture such that it does not obstruct its path. The cupboards, dressers, and bed are now by the window. I shall observe her and see what effect this change yields. Day 2. Joy seems perturbed about her furniture, complaining that the draft from the window blowing directly into her bed makes sleep impossible. But I reassured her that I am doing important work and that she must not question me. Her mood did not seem to brighten throughout the day, so I suppose my implementation of the luopan might still be naive. I have now nailed her window open, so that the life force that is carried by the wind will circulate better in her room. This seems to have upset her more. Day 3. I have realized my mistake. I read in the book that chi flows with the wind and collects at sights of water. This is clearly the apposite characteristic of Joy's room. There is no water. Her life force has been flowing away. I have therefore installed her bathtub in her bedroom to collect the chi that has been escaping her. I also noticed when I burst into her room at dawn to check how she's feeling that she had closed the curtains to shut out the wind. You must not do that, I said. How can you expect to obtain chi with no wind? She did not seem convinced, however. Tonight I shall probably have to remove the curtains from her room. Day 4. Joy's disposition appears to be worsening. I am evidently doing something wrong, but what? Today she spilled her tea in the drawing room and I called her an oaf as usual and she shouted at me. Me! Well, I sent her to her room immediately. I must consult the Feng Shui book further and discover what is causing her unpleasant attitude. Day 5. I have it! A breakthrough! The book describes the animals which are conducive to harmony, given a particular set of characteristics that are plotted against a diagram called the Bagua. I have found that Joy's room is associated with the fifth trigram of the Bagua relating to the ground, and also to the first daughter. It makes perfect sense! The pertinent animal in this context is the fowl, and I have therefore fixed a coop of pheasants in the empty fireplace in Joy's bedroom. Now we shall see some changes. Day 6. All changes have been for the worse. Joy claims that the noise and smell of the birds has been upsetting to her. Perhaps she's not used to the good chi that she is absorbing. And Dorothy has confronted me about my project. She is outraged that I am conducting occult experiments on Joy, while at the same time I have forbidden her from practicing her medicine on the local tramps and vagrants. I, of course, do not think that these are parallel situations. Dorothy says I am a hypocrite. I say I am an enigma that will take a lifetime to understand. Day 7. I burst in on Joy this morning, as usual, and found her crying. It's odd to consider, but in all the time since she became my ward, and through all the hardships she has endured, I had not seen her cry before. She explained that the changes to her room were impoverishing her quality of life. I could see how she might make such a mistake, but then she said something unbelievable to me. Why do you hate me? Hate you? I said. Joy, I don't hate you, I love you! You are the daughter I never had. I would be lost without you. It seems that I have been mistreating Joy, and that the full depth of my feeling for her has not been apparent. I am loath to change my ways. I was educated in very different times, but these are the 1920s. If she does not feel like part of my family, that is only my fault. Day 8. I have put Joy's room back to its old order. She and I are both much happier now, although Dorothy doesn't seem obliged by the whole affair. I shall have to take this book on Feng Shui back to Bannerman tomorrow and demand reparations. Clearly, Feng Shui is undiluted nonsense. I do not think I need investigate it any further.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.